listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
You know, Ben, you can look at 100 paintings in a gallery, but when you turn a corner and come face to face with a Van Gogh, everything else just fades away. Standing in front of the Starry Night, you can feel the energy coming right off the canvas.
It's electric. The swirling sky, the thick, deliberate strokes of paint, it feels like you're looking directly into the artist's soul. And that intensity is at the heart of the story we all know about him, Vincent Van Gogh, the ultimate tortured artist.
The mad genius. The man who was so tormented that he cut off his own ear, who saw the world in this chaotic, beautiful way because of his mental illness. It's a powerful and romantic narrative, but it's so dramatic, it makes you wonder if it's the whole picture. Which leads us to our central question. Was Van Gogh just a mad genius?
It's a critical question because the mad genius myth, as romantic as it is, completely overshadows the truth of who Van Gogh was as a man and an artist. And the first point to understand is that his genius was the product of immense, obsessive work, not just a symptom of his illness.
But doesn't that wild energy in his brushstrokes, that incredible use of color, come directly from his troubled mind?
You'd think so, but his letters tell a different story. Van Gogh only decided to become an artist at the age of 27 and died just 10 years later. In that single decade, he produced over 2,000 artworks. That's an incredible work ethic. He was largely self-taught, a voracious reader who meticulously studied color theory, perspective, and the work of other artists, especially Japanese printmakers. The wildness of his style was a deliberate intellectual choice to convey emotion, not an uncontrolled chaotic impulse.
So he was a scholar of his craft. That's a very different picture. But you can't talk about him without talking about the most famous part of the myth. The ear incident.
Of course. And that's the second key point. We can't let a single tragic breakdown define his entire life and career. The incident where he mutilated part of his left ear was the result of a severe mental health crisis, likely triggered by a perfect storm of malnutrition, overwork, and a violent argument with his friend, the artist Paul Gauguin.
It was a terrifying episode in a life that had many struggles, but it wasn't the sum total of who he was.
Not even close. For the vast majority of his short but incredibly productive career, he was lucid, hardworking, and completely dedicated to his art. To frame his entire life and genius through the lens of that one moment is a huge disservice. It's like defining a great author by their worst day instead of their best work.
That makes sense. It's easy to focus on the drama. The myth also paints him as the ultimate lonely, isolated artist, starving in a garret, completely cut off from the world.
And that's the final, most important piece of the puzzle. While he was often lonely, his life was not one of total isolation. It was defined by one of the most profound and moving relationships in all of art history, his connection with his younger brother, Theo. Theo was his art dealer. He was so much more. Theo was his financial lifeline, his emotional bedrock, his greatest champion, and his intellectual soulmate. The hundreds of letters they wrote to each other are a testament to this incredible bond. In them, we see a thoughtful, passionate, and deeply sensitive man. His art wasn't an attempt to retreat from the world in madness. It was a desperate, beautiful, and urgent attempt to connect with it, to show others the beauty and emotion he felt so intensely.
A perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.